Welcome to a special summer episode of Gunwash. This show sometimes has strong language and themes. If you think you're the type of person that may be offended by any of those things, don't listen. Here we go.
That's right. It is Gunwash. We are back. Short break. A couple weeks.
It's a long break for me.
I feel it was a long break. I think Jack said this was like one of the longest... You know, one of the longest times he's been away in a long time.
Prehistoric.
From you guys.
Yeah. So we're here, Gunwash, and we do have a very interesting night. It is a live debate here, and we are going to start that, I guess, right now on Gunwash. Up next.
I'm not the supreme expert on cleaning guns, but I do know a little bit, and I'm just going to share my little tips and ideas with you.
Hello.
Well, 9 p.m. here. Clock's still running. It is Gunwash. Jack Inslee's back. I see them in the studio, and they look, or in the booth, rather, and they look well-traveled.
What do you mean when you say that? You're like, you look well-traveled.
You look like you just got back from something that was...
He means that, like, your hands look like they've been carrying luggage.
Sort of. In a way, he's right. You know, like, I think... Yeah, it looks...
You have veins in your muscles.
Yeah, like, you look, you know, like you came back from somewhere crazy. So you were gone for a little bit. And Jack leaves again...
Tomorrow.
Knife show. Yeah, tomorrow. And he's going to Miami with... Rec Tech, the Rec Technician.
That's good. That's awesome.
And, Knife Show is part of a real show in Miami. I don't know anything about it. I don't know what...
We're playing like a fancy hotel party or something. You sound kind of sad, dude.
No, I'm good.
Right. You sure?
I'm great. But I am going away also, actually, everyone.
Where are you going?
I'm actually going to this, like, weird cabin. I go, like, fishing, and I, like, go to, like, a weird cabin. But it's funny because we were talking about cabins in German literature.
Oh.
Right?
Oh. That's right.
What was that term again? Skutengadengladenger?
Close enough. Gemütlichkeit. Gemütlichkeit.
Yeah.
These weird esoteric things I know about.
Excellent. Well, listen, we are here with Dr. Stephen Yano. He is the assistant professor and director of debate at St. John's University, and it's very special that we get a chance to hang out. And, of course, Allison Hamlin from Heritage Radio Network is here. And, of course,
thanks
her friend.
Thanks for listening to this program on there Heritage Radio Network.
And we've decided we'll talk about debate tonight. And,
thanks,
of course,
for listening.
And thank you for listening. Say hi, everyone, please. Listen. We're
hi
here
guys.
To share.
You also, we have somebody else here, too.
I meant to say, and introduce yourself, sir.
I'm Sam, a former debater. I was on the college team with Allie, and I'm now a public defender.
Oh.
All right.
Oh.
Sam is...
Wait a minute, you just passed the bar?
Yeah, but I'm not, like, public defending right now. But
I was just going to give you a round of applause.
And I don't know if I passed the bar. Like, it would be really funny if I didn't and we were celebrating.
Yeah, we'll go back and
you
give
can
you
always
this
take
clip.
It again. Yeah. Well, listen, plenty to talk about. We're going to do something. I don't know exactly. I mean, I was told... I said, don't even tell me because why?
Aaron and I are going to push and shove.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, I got to talk to you about that. Pushing and shoving, by the way. Remind me. And we'll go to Spliffington for just a few minutes. We're on Gunwash. You know, you can find us every week.
We're going to debate
Heritage...
tonight.
Yeah, we're going to debate tonight.
So callers, 718-497-2128.
Beautiful way of pronouncing the number.
Thank you.
And, you know, we are proud broadcasters here on the HeritageRadioNetwork.org. And, of course, you can find us anytime on Gunwash.com. I was going to say the number, but Jack said it.
Yep.
And take a guess at what our Tumblr is.
Go.
Livingston, if you want to play music, please do so.
Forever.
Forever. Forever and ever. Brother and sister. Yeah.
Hey.
Sister.
I know in a bit. Hey. Side coolin' shorty, yeah, that's where I stay. Heard you was a lame boy, get up out my face. And my ex keep calling, swear that she be in the way. And I need a thick red bone, shorty where I lay. Bad bitch in the lake. Northside coolin' shorty, yeah, that's where I stay. Heard you was a lame boy, get up out my face. And my ex keep calling, swear that she be in the way. And I need a thick red bone, shorty where I lay. Bad bitch in LA, tell me that she made the trip. Shorty bad as hell, yeah, with them college journalists. Uber every fucking where, free roll, Canada done, yeah. I think that bitch from the city, shorty wanna kiss me. But I know she suckin' dick, shorty wanna kiss me. But I know she suckin' dick, look, Uber everywhere. Free rolls in the VIP, yeah, Uber everywhere. Free rolls in my VIP, ayy. Screw, screw. Yeah, I wanna get the Rari, but I know it takes some time. Screw, screw. Free roll, shorty, light it up, you know you fine. Lil' five with my five, and I'm rolling up the gap. And I need my life wrong, babe, stop. Cook out, oh, I'm all in that. Skr, skr. Say she bout that action, but I think that I'm a pack. Shorty wanna fuck me, but I know I got some top. Shorty wanna fuck me, but I just got some top. Skr, skr. I can't fuck with opps, never stop. Pull up in that juice spot, Uber fucking everywhere. I can't fuck with opps, never stop. Pull up in that juice spot, Uber fucking everywhere. Hey, yeah, Uber hey. Everywhere. Free rolls in my gut. Yeah, by Uber everywhere.
We have like tapes from before that.
Hey. Oh, that could be their first debate. Hey.
Yeah. Stu, stu. You know?
Hey. Hey. Stu, stu. Hey. 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 It's off.
That song is fire.
I know. He's playing. Listen.
I like this song. I didn't get to hear it last night.
He doesn't always play music like this. Jack even mentioned.
Jack no, even he plays music like this.
No, I know. Splivington plays a lot of different kinds of music, all good stuff.
He plays music like this when he gets out the shower.
There you go. Yeah.
Spliffington takes showers?
Yeah. No.
Only on Tuesdays.
So listen, I can't say things about Spliffington. He's doing very, very well.
He is. He's doing just about as well as I've ever seen.
He's in good shape.
I wish
he's
I could.
Very good shape.
Yeah. Wow.
Wow.
He's killing it in a way that...
Wow.
I have a call. Oh, I have a man. Caller on line.
Okay,
eight.
Yeah. Put him through. Hey, it's Gunwash. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is George Fitzpatrick. I am calling from San Marcos, Texas.
Hey, how you doing? You know, you said Texas?
Yes, I'm calling all the way from Texas.
Yeah, Texas is...
I recently lived in New York City, and I just moved down here to Texas because of a new job.
Dude, let me tell you something. I don't know, but I was thinking about it earlier. Texas is a big place for forensics. UT
yes,
and all that stuff.
That's exactly why I'm down there.
That's exactly why you're down there. It's so fucking weird that you guys are on here and we're talking about forensics. We did have one other forensics show. But it was all high. Yes. We did a high school one. So what's up, buddy? Okay. What's going on with you?
So I just got out of. I'm a forensic assistant at Texas State University, which is in San Marcos. I just got out of my first debate meeting as a forensic assistant.
I'll tell you. What's your name again?
My name is George.
Hey, George. I'll tell you. I wasn't good at debate or extemp or any of that stuff. I was just did the speech and the easy stuff. I was never able to.
I wouldn't call speech like the easy stuff. Like, you know, that still takes a lot of practice.
Depends on what you're into,
a lot of hard
right?
work.
Yeah. So what are you doing down there in the debating? You're debating people? Or are you coaching?
I'm coaching. So right, cool. I've reached the retirement stage in my career.
Oh,
so
okay.
I'm not I'm just helping the new generation be way better than I ever was at this stuff.
So you will know all right, well that's good. Listen, unfortunately, your career wasn't long like an athlete's. It was like short, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you only really have a couple of years to like sort of be at your best. I mean,
yes,
you have.
Yes,
you have,
George,
like,
you're like a morning glory. We only see you bloom for.
There was a weird attempt to make a professional debate league. Not too long ago.
Sounds like it was weird.
In the 90s, yeah. So.
Well, listen, George, thank you so much. We're going to talk a lot about debate tonight. Do you have anything you want to say to the Gunwash listeners now that you're
or
on the air?
Guests.
Or the guests.
Well, I just want to say that support your college debate team.
Wow.
Like just go out there and if you're not interested in debating, go there. I feel like it's exactly the kind of thing that is the transformative experience that people look for in college that not enough people get.
Yeah, listen, hey, I agree. Thank you, George.
And if you'd ever seen George wear a Hawaiian shirt, I think you would understand how transformative this is for the rest of us.
Sounds...
I'm wearing a purple Hawaiian shirt now, Allie. Funny you should mention that.
I'm not surprised.
He's wearing a shirt now, Allie.
Guys, shirts. It's a new thing. I don't know if you've heard about them, but I think they're going to be real.
Yeah, but you, thank you, George. Bye. Thank you very much. George calling from Texas. You know, people do go hard in almost like a cult kind of way on the forensic stuff, don't they?
Yeah.
You keep saying forensics, though. I didn't realize that was interchangeable with debate.
That's actually an
interesting... I learned that when we had that episode about forensics a few months ago.
Yeah, well, wait, maybe we should ask
we should call that guy.
I want to ask the professor.
So, Stephen, do you know why we call it forensics and all that?
Yeah, it goes back to ancient rhetorical theory.
Okay.
So there's three... the traditional Aristotelian from Aristotle, the traditional distinction.
Okay.
Is you have forensic... speech.
I can sort of follow you right now. I sort of know what you mean.
Yeah, deliberative speech and then epideictic speech. That's the terms he used. So forensic was always about the past, and it was like the speech of the lawyer. Like, what happened? How do we know? Who's responsible? Speech is about what's happened in the past. So forensic is the term for speech because normally it's about things that have happened. That was normally the way the contests were done.
So,
like, you know.
So we have debates and stuff in society that are on TV, and you know, we base it around like things that are like, you know, things we want or don't want, and issues that are in society. But you're saying there were contests that were debate for the sake of debate, even going back in those times.
Yeah, I mean, each culture treats it differently as you look around the world. So in the ancient world, sometimes it was just done for pleasure, just for the fun of it. That's what he's talking about. In the Iliad, they mention that. So they say one of the reasons we're fighting Troy is so you can have the pleasures of Greek life, of the way we live our lives. It's like this sort of nationalistic propaganda stuff. But they say one of the things is listening to people have public disputation in the mall. And that's one of the pleasures of being a Greek citizen.
They're saying, yeah, so you like so
yeah, because
you know.
they would have vocabulary.
So they would be like, ah, they would like, yeah, like,
yeah, just for fun.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, they'd
know,
be like, just, ah, yeah. That you are, like, you know, whatever, like that in the middle of like the marketplace.
Yeah, because at that time a peasant couldn't speak in the middle.
Yeah,
of public.
No, and that's interesting to be able to be the person who was in the middle of the place doing like a heavy debate. I mean, I would imagine you'd have to be of status, right? You can't just be some guy.
Yeah, I mean. Ancient Athens is weird. They were very, very patriarchal, very much into male culture. So if you're a woman, you couldn't do it. And if you weren't Athenian, you probably couldn't do it.
So Allie figured it out. You're doing it, right?
If you're probably scrawny, you couldn't do it either.
So how did you get into it? If you're a girl, you got into it. What happened?
I don't know. It's like my metaphorical big dick. I can't tell you why.
Did you all do high school forensics?
I did.
You did, yeah.
I did not. What,
you didn't?
Yeah, I did.
What high school?
Dreyfus in Florida.
Florida.
Oh, yeah, I know that.
Yeah. Oh, man, no, I came on to, like, be the token nerd on this thing, but we're not talking about my high school. That's way too much.
No, I mean, but Florida is big for forensics.
You don't want to have a flashback?
No, Florida's, like, huge for forensics.
I mean,
they were,
this is, like
killers.
The sports for asthmatics, you know? Like, this is not me impressing anyone with how cool I am.
You're cool, dude. Don't,
I mean, no, Steve is cool, because he's the professor. He's the
I
doctor.
Guess. That's the first time I think I've been associated my job with cool.
Why? Why don't you think your job is cool, man?
I think it's cool.
Yeah, you're an educator,
know.
Dude. Hey,
I love
come on,
it.
Man.
I think it's
you're speaking
cool.
out there, man. You're talking.
It's great fun.
Dude,
I
so
can't
you,
believe I get paid.
So you do really?
Yeah. I
oh,
have
you
such
really
a good time.
Feel? Oh, so you go to work every day and you feel good?
Absolutely.
You're out of your. You really do that?
Yeah.
Oh my God!
Is that
heaven.
Something that?
Where
you
is St. John's
can...
University?
Okay, caller on line three.
Caller, hey, how you doing? What's
you
your name?
You just got saved.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Burlington, Vermont.
Hey, Burlington, Vermont. What's your name there?
My name is Luke.
Hey, Luke. What would you like to say to our guests and listeners?
I heard that they wanted to talk about debate, so I was calling in to talk about
some
debate.
Yeah, I don't know. Everyone seems to cult out about this debate, or, you know.
Hey, while you're on the phone, what is a topic maybe we should debate about?
Yeah, you got a good one?
You got a good topic?
We don't know shit here. I don't.
I like to talk about prisons. Prisons are always a good topic to debate.
If you want to talk about prisons, we can talk about prisons if you want.
It's a great topic.
All right.
Luke, maybe you want to tell us a little bit about your work in prison.
Oh, yeah. Is that Allie? Hi, Allie.
Hi, Luke. What's up?
Nothing. How are you?
Well, you know, I'm okay. But yeah, no. So you do some work in prison.
Do you wait. So you do debate classes in prison?
Yeah. We do teach. Yes, we do.
He's like, absolutely, sir, we do.
So
do they get like, do they get heated in a way that's like extra?
Well, no, we try and keep them from getting heated.
Right, because it's, you know.
Yeah. But
is it like,
no,
is it like Lincoln-Douglas debate, or is it like, I mean, what is it?
So we teach weekly classes at a women's prison in South Burlington, Vermont. We've done topics ranging from, actually, I've got a good anecdote, but we talked recently about Bernie Sanders. We've done animal rights.
People like that guy.
Yeah.
And actually, what was really cool, the first debate we did with them, we didn't realize how topical it was, but we talked about second chance housing in Vermont for people who've been in jail and are, you know, being released. Because that's a real problem in Vermont, is trying to find housing for people who've left prison. And we wound up having, there was actually a bill in the Vermont Assembly at the time on that topic, and we didn't realize it. So we wound up having legislators come to the debate and having inmates talk with the legislators about, you know, how they could be agents of change. It was really, really cool.
Dude, it seems like, hey, listen, the world of debate is deep and further than what I thought it was. But it's like, Steven, if I could say, it's almost like, it's like Comic-Con a little bit. Like, everyone kind of gets, like crazy about it, and they have, like, packs and cults of it.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I think it's a great metaphor.
Do you have, like, do you have, like, a lot of, yeah, oh, that is a good metaphor. Yeah, I'm not going over the top of it.
No.
You did a good job, like, Aaron. Nice job.
Are there t-shirts? Once in a while, we do that.
Are there t-shirts involved?
Bad question. Many t-shirts, many hats.
I think most clubs have a t-shirt, yeah.
Did you guys have the 4N6?
The 4N6? I'm not sure.
4N6?
4N6.
Forensics.
I get it.
Oh.
I thought everyone knew that one.
Oh, nice. No. I'm not a forensics guy, so.
No, yeah. Yeah.
I'm aware of it, and I coached a little of it when I was a high school teacher, but I wasn't very good at coaching it or doing it.
Okay, yeah. And what about, like, traditional, like, Lincoln-Douglas debate, like American style?
I did Lincoln-Douglas debate. You know, when you say American-style debate, it's really a can of worms. There's so many. Because what happens is people do
that. Wow, you got it. This is good, man. You got a fucking head on those shoulders. I need some stuff to talk about tonight.
Well, people do the they'll do one. The history of American debate in competitive debate is they'll do one format until they start to lose at it. Then they'll say there's something terribly wrong with the form.
Well, that sounds American.
And then they'll go and create their own alternative form.
Oh, that sounds American.
And then
American.
They'll win that. And then when they start losing that, they'll create another format. And on and on and on. So that's why you have all these different formats.
Hey, Luke, are you still there?
No, he's gone.
Well, thank you, Luke.
We need a topic, though.
What are your favorite topics?
Luke kind of failed us on that.
No, I mean, the jail thing's cool.
I think prison reform is an awesome topic.
I think prison reform is great.
Great.
Let's talk about jail. I always think about jail.
No. We're not going to. We'll relax.
Jail sucks.
No. Listen, of course. Is there someone over? Is someone's on?
Yeah, I got another call.
Okay, all right. Put him through. Hey.
Hello?
Hey, how you doing? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, I'm Becca White, and I'm calling from White Reduction.
White Reduction?
It's called White Redemption? What's it called?
White Redemption?
No. Oh, wow. White River.
White
Junction.
River.
It's the Brooklyn of Vermont.
Oh.
Whoa.
Congratulations,
Allie,
to you.
Allie, does that check out?
I don't know, Becca. I thought Winooski was the Brooklyn of Vermont.
Are you from Vermont?
I am, yeah. So is Becca. But Becca and I have a long-standing feud about who is the better Vermonter. And I contend it's me.
Does she live in Vermont?
Well, Becca, do you want to tell these guys what you do in Vermont as your job?
Yeah, sure. I'm a select board member, which means basically city councilor. In Vermont, so
Jesus.
I control.
Yeah, we got like royalty on the phone right now, Jeff.
A very small chunk of it.
She's a badass.
She's like I'm city councilor.
I'm Leslie Knope.
She is though. It's a serious business.
No, yeah. This is serious business. I know. Believe me.
I don't even know what to say.
Listen, we got a politician on the phone. I mean, this is like a serious call.
Becca, you might want to expunge this from your record just in case.
No. Listen, Becca. Yeah.
That's not her name.
No, hold on. You're wonderful. I need you. We're going to go to music now because Spliffington's just chomping at the bit to play music. And I need you to take us into music. You're going to say, hey, my name is such and such, and I do this, and I love Aaron, and we're going to go to Gunwash. Or this is Gunwash, you know, something. Do, you know, come up with something good.
Okay. This is Becca White, and enjoy the music and continue to listen to Gunwash and salute from Vermont.
Yep.
That was great.
That was really good, yeah. Excellent. Thank you, Becca, if that's your name. Topscat. Woo! Switch to master weapons.
Hey, I'm getting incoherent messages from Kelly Hirschman right
Yo,
now.
Yo, word. All right,
we'll
good.
We'll talk more on the
Put
way back.
Through, baby.
Here we go.
Hi, this is Carly from Slut Ever, and you're listening to Gunwash.
This is Stuart Swerdlow.
And Janet Diane Moya Swerdlow.
And you're listening to Gunwash.
I'm gonna get dangerous mad. We'll be right back.
this is Chris Pfeiffer. You're listening to Gunwash Radio.
Take it personal. When I talk about done, you think me comfy done. All me have to do is send for the new gun. Anything test dead, 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 dead.
This is Kicks the Motherfucking Killer with Gunwash Radio, and we're out here carrying.
Yeah, boy.
Kelly Hirschman is fucking texting us like a fucking lunatic.
Oh my god, she's a
lunatic.
She's feeling the type of way.
Well, no, I get the same. I have the same psychotic, weird, like, you know, habits that she. You know, I'll do this. I'll flip out in the same way. It's just, you know, she's just right. She'll send you text messages.
I don't know what she's doing.
beautiful. Shouts to Isadora. I don't know, she's cute.
What? Who's that?
Who is that?
Isadora Reisner.
No.
She's writing me on Facebook. Yeah, she looks good. She's writing me on Facebook right now.
Is everyone, is people know. Are tuned in via Facebook?
She was Facebook messaging me. I'm saying what up. Just saying what up.
Aaron.
What up?
Yeah, I don't know. She said what up. Saying what up.
I don't know who that is.
Mondo, what's up? What are you looking
for? Do you use Facebook Messenger?
All the time, I'm addicted to it. You guys use Facebook Messenger?
Oh, yeah, of course.
All the time. Really? Oh, wait. Yeah. Steve is looking at me like, no question. No question.
It's essential. You email a student, it takes 36 hours to get something back.
Wow.
You Facebook message them, it takes 3 minutes.
Shout out to Facebook. I hope they really take off.
I hope they really take off. Yeah.
That Zuckerberg guy needs a break.
Yeah.
Hi, Jeremy.
Jeremy, what's wrong?
What's going on?
Jeremy got in the zone.
Oh, he needs more time? All right, play more. Play more.
Play more. Forget more. Everything we just said.
It's over.
It's over. Play more.
And welcome back.
Thanks. Sorry.
Sorry about that, everybody. That was that voice I do imitating Prince.
Yeah.
But like, I'll do that. I'll do that voice if I'm trying to debate with somebody.
Yeah. Well, we're going to debate. Well, welcome back. That was a good one. Thank you, Germs. I mean, Spliffington. Gunwash. Gunwash.com. Well, we do have, along with, of course, our very close friend from the network, Allison Hamlin is here. And we have our own doctor, Steven Yana. You know, we have a friend with us the same last name.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. How do you spell it?
He spells it the same way.
It's Yano. LLA. Two of my oldest friends are named, their last name is Yano.
Oh wow.
But they're Puerto Rican.
They're Puerto Rican. You ain't Puerto Rican. Are you Puerto Rican?
Maybe. No? I don't know. Who knows?
My grandfather is Cuban. That's where I
That's where you got it. That's where you got it.
But it was Cuba. It was Cuba before the revolution, so it's probably Spain.
Yeah, so you strike me like you know a lot of stuff. You're like a scholar guy, right?
Yeah, I like that. I like that word.
Yeah, okay, cool.
I'll be a scholar. Right
now. Yeah.
Welcome
to the show where smart people talk about stuff. Here we go. Getting started now. Did you kind of go to college, go to grad school, and then become a professor, like, all in a row?
Yeah, I took a break. I was a high school teacher for about 4 or 5 years.
What'd you teach Texas. Over there? In Texas.
I taught debate. You know, Texas, big forensic state. But
I wasn't full of shit when I said that, right?
No, not at all.
I just remember hearing, like, when I was a kid, I remember, like, Florida, Texas.
That's right.
Things like that. Yeah. Why is that?
I don't know. I think it's a combination of tradition, like history. A lot of the early debates happen in Oklahoma, Texas, or early competitive debates.
Interesting, yeah.
At the high school level.
Yeah, the first nationals I went to was Oklahoma.
It's mostly a question of funding, really. Like public funding for the schools and whether that money will go to that or not. And if you've always funded it, school administrators are unlikely to stop funding it. They might reduce it.
Right.
But they're unlikely to stop funding it. But Texas has a big, strong tradition.
Yeah, but I feel...
And Florida, too.
I got a call on line 7.
I was about to talk about Texas, but yeah, put them on.
Hello.
Hey, yo, what up, brother? Sister?
Hey, guys.
Mother, sister?
Daughter.
How's it going in New York?
It's all right. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Theo. I'm calling from Los Angeles.
Oh, hey, Theo. Good to hear from you in Los Angeles.
From episode 164.
Oh, aha.
Hey, guys.
What's
Hi,
going
Theo.
On out there?
Hello.
Hi, Sam.
I didn't remember you.
I remember. I remember them all.
Theo, how's L.A.?
It's really hot and dry, but pretty awesome. I'm watching people run by me right now while I drink kombucha.
I wish... Jack, go when we're done with this, just go back into the episode and cut what she just said into a clip, please.
Yeah, you got it.
Motherfucker! That's that shit. Well, what's going on? Anything?
We're about to do a debate.
Yeah, we got a debate. We got to debate some people.
Theo, you're urban a debate.
I can't hear anything you guys are saying.
Yeah, welcome to Gunwash.
Welcome to the way we do business here at Gunwash. You can't hear shit, and you can't understand shit.
I think you guys yell too much.
What?
Yeah, okay. Go drink some kombucha.
I think you're yelling.
Great.
Yeah, that's better. Oh, no, that's worse. That's so bad.
Theo is an auditory professional. She really knows.
Oh, yeah? She knows about sound? Good. Maybe she can come over here and help us out.
Yeah, Theo, come back here and help us. We really need your help.
Somebody, so many cool things are happening in LA. I'm coming back. I'm coming back on the 10th, so I'll see you then.
Okay, great. We're like, we're looking forward to you.
I'm turning my spare bedroom into a shrine.
I'll make a special appearance at Roberta's and eat pizza.
Yay!
I'm single now. You can come hang out with me.
I miss pizza a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. That's what they all say.
Yeah.
There's no pizza here.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, there's no pizza there.
There's Two Boots.
I have had like 30 tacos since I've gotten here, though.
There's a Two Boots in LA.
There's two of them.
That's
two.
A good debate. New York pizza versus there's the taco
what?
Truck.
Ooh.
All right, let's talk about it.
LA versus New York.
Do
you
want to have a pizza versus tacos debate when I come visit?
Well, we're on the Food Network.
It's about to happen right now.
Yeah.
I think it's a good topic.
Welcome! We now start the debate. Oh, sorry. Were you going to say something?
I was going to do the same thing you
just
did.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sorry. You get first dibs next time. Sorry about that.
I will try that again.
And now, pay attention to some smart guy saying something smart. And Aaron, did you see that flash?
I saw that flash. I don't know what the format on this one is, but...
All right. So, we're going to do this. We're going to have a debate.
But, Jack, Jack, are we really going to be able to do that? I mean, it's...
I think so. I think the professor should moderate and walk us through how we're going to do this.
Okay, so...
I think prison reform is probably a little better than pizza versus tacos, but, I mean, I'll defer to you guys.
Okay, fine. Okay, so prison reform, and let's
what about tacos in prison?
If you can get that. So let's say we do the topic or whatever it is, and then you walk us through how those things work, like, you know, the way you teach it in your school.
Yeah, yep.
And then we try something out, okay?
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, cool.
Very easy.
Okay, cool. So, Jack, the topic is...
Yeah, what?
Well, you tell me. What's the topic?
I'm not telling you the number. Oh.
So a good topic is usually not a question. See, this is a big difference in good debate versus what we get from the media. It's usually a statement.
Where do the topics come from, like the ones that you use?
Well, in the format of debate we do, which is called British Parliamentary, or BP debate, the topics are generated by the person who is invited by the tournament to oversee the topic creation, or the people who are done.
What's the point? Why are you creating topics?
Well, you can't have a debate without an agreed-upon topic.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And
so,
you decide that you just want to do that.
Well, it's a surprise to everybody. Usually, the way competitions work, it's very weird. Very weird compared to the way debate is in natural language or the way you might encounter one in your daily life.
Which is like I run into you and we say, okay, we're going to go get a coffee.
Yeah.
And I say, oh, man, I got to get a nice coffee. And you say, and this I'm making this up, obviously, and you say, oh... Iced coffee is just old coffee.
Yeah.
So that's like an everyday kind of debate.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of the differences you can think about between debate and just having an argument with somebody is who's evaluating that, who's deciding it. So if there was a third friend there and we were trying to convince them to side with one of us, that might be more of a debate because we're both speaking, but we're not trying to change each other's minds. We're
right.
trying to change the mind of the judge.
So a moderator is really important.
Yeah, absolutely important for debate. But argument is more common, I would say. You get into arguments every day, all day.
Do I?
I would think.
Yeah, you
do. You?
Of course you do.
I do not. I disagree.
You,
well, Aaron does, though.
I don't get
it. You do, for real?
No, I don't think I get it, Nari. I think,
it's too hot for that.
I think I throw shade every day at least once.
Yeah, it's hard to know.
And I'm trying not to.
Yeah. It's hard to know if you're in an argument. That's a question scholars still deal with.
Yeah, you seem like, yeah. I mean, I don't know, man. Do you, yeah. I think you just said it. You said it.
The
yeah.
last time I had a debate was with Sir Spliffington, and it was about...
Yeah, Spliffington. Oh, he debates.
He debates a lot.
About obscure anime and, like, what's more obscure and, like...
Or what terms mean.
Like, hey, Spliff, you got a complaint corner this week?
Dude, he's not even fucking here.
Obscure anime is, like, that's a fantastic thing to debate about. I would love that.
Oh, my God.
Well, the Can guy we that's that? Great to talk about it just, like, ditched the show.
Did you ever watch The Lotus Wars?
A long time ago.
Wow, so you know. Oh, yeah. You're on the level.
Well, okay. I don't know if I know. I have a faint memory of it. I might not have been in a good condition to remember much while watching this anime. I'm not going to go much further than that.
I saw, like, Lupin the Third. That's, like, my foil cartoon.
You think that? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I kind of like Eight Man After. But, yeah, you know, whatever. My taste is...
Gosh, there's so many.
Yeah, there's so many. But we should debate with Spliff if he ever comes back.
I had a debate... with him about what the term bagging meant when it came to, like, getting a girl's phone number. Or
bagging means...
Well, he said...
Like, bagging means, like, getting arrested.
Or getting bagged. Yeah, yeah, but that too. But
like arrested, yeah.
Yeah, you know, you gotta make sure they're, like, at least 17.
No, but, like, if I say, like, if I'm bagging, if I'm, like, I'm like, yeah, I'm. But you don't say bagging, you say bagged.
Bagged.
Yeah, you don't say
bagged. You know,
I'm bagging
Spliffington's
someone.
Not here.
Yeah. Bagging,
yes, he is.
Baggington.
Man, now I'm learning.
Yeah, listen.
Yeah,
listen,
you might learn
Yo, we should have you on more often, man.
The student has become the teacher.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, Spliffington's back. Is he going to play now?
Yeah, he's ready to go.
He's ready to go? Yeah, I feel like...
the complaint
corner. I have to tell you, like, I feel like we didn't get anything done in this segment. I'm really mad at myself.
You had a whole break to come up with a debate, dude.
But I don't know what...
Spliff. Remember that time we were debating about what the term bag meant? And then I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, all right, let me know. Come on, man.
Okay. So,
Armando thinks.
Okay.
Hold on.
Can we do okay. This is my complaint.
Way? Can we do it in the official way?
Can we debate it?
Sure.
Can we debate it?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Well, A, I'm right. It's not even a debate, but... And it's funny because he's from New York. And he should know how the slang works.
Okay.
When you bag a girl, it's not getting her number. It's well beyond that.
Okay. Now.
Because Armando would be like, yo, I bagged like 3 broads last night.
No, that's not true.
Like, okay, this was like a year ago, okay? Like for everybody listening.
Yeah.
And I was like, word, right on, dog. Like, what happened? And he was like, yeah, I got all their numbers. I'm like, dog, that's not bagging.
Okay, now, Armando. Armando, now.
Argue why that is bagging.
I got put in my place, I guess.
I already won? This great, is hardly great.
I was only bringing up the story of that time we were arguing about that. I mean, debating
okay,
about
so
that.
Okay, so you believe that he's right. All right,
debate. No, we've had this debate a couple times. Well, you said it again, and
stand
I was
up
like,
for yourself,
nah,
Armando.
Yeah,
Armando,
stand up for yourself. I loosely say that term, like, yeah,
do your peers do it? Do your peers use it in that fashion? If you were to say to...
Well, I don't have peers that say talk like that, to be honest. I'm the only one. I like to be
no
the
one,
only one
what?
That talks like
bagged
that.
Is like some New York slang, man. Come on, man.
I mean, in the 90s.
What?
Bagging
what?
Means getting
no,
a number.
Bag. No, it's not.
Bagging means getting a number.
Just getting a number?
I bagged her. I don't
I
know.
I bagged
yeah,
her?
Yeah, I
no,
bagged her.
Yeah, put the number in your bag.
Bag is clearly a replacement for fuck.
Oh.
Like, clearly.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't know, man.
Utterly,
I love that idea.
I don't know, man.
Is,
like,
dude.
Because if you just
you
bag
put her in
the girl,
bag, well,
if
no,
you
no,
just,
no, no,
bag
no, no, no,
her.
When you get a sandwich, right, and you put it in the bag, what does that fucking look like, dude?
Right, I think he may be right though about that.
Yeah,
yeah
definitely.
I think he
right.
may be right about
Fair
that.
Fair enough.
Can I get the applause for winning?
I don't think Steven found much merit in that.
No, that was really.
No, it was actually kind of interesting because there was a moment where the debate was considered conceded. But a lot of times you can concede a debate to get better argumentative ground. For example, you could say, yeah, I agree with you that bagging means this thing that you think it means, but it shouldn't mean that. There's
you
actually a root.
I could have flipped it.
I could have lost, man. I need to get harder next.
He could say,
time.
I agree.
You're going to redefine bagging.
And then you can also play on the audience sympathies and say, that
because
is the
I don't,
commoner
I don't.
Understanding.
Really?
The actual pure root of the term.
Now, wait. You
in
can
90s
pull-
New York slang is to get her number. And that's what we should go back to. We should go back to a New York that's much more noble. Much more respectful.
That's right.
And we should get away from...
It was never the number. That's my argument. It was never the number.
You're missing the point of... You're missing the point of he's making a great point about
that. But that would be a good response to my argument to say it was never understood this way. But then he would need to provide some kind of proof.
I agree with him.
I did with the visual of the sandwich going in the bag.
I agree with some point because...
Like, why the fuck do we need a new... Like, another term for fucking? There's a billion ways to say that you fucked a girl. But we need a word that means I got her number. That isn't
bag is specifically when it happens that
putting
evening.
Something inside something.
When it happens that evening, you bagged it.
But why does it? Why does it mean that
you
evening?
Bagged it
only. Only that.
I mean, this is totally a real debate.
Only
wow.
that evening.
Okay. Only on Gunwash.
Spliffington. What's the slang then for when you get her number?
Yo, I got this bitch's number.
Oh, come on.
That's not wrong, it. No,
man. No.
No,
that's
why should have to be a bitch?
That's no.
I mean, the professor gave me a look like that wasn't the answer.
Let me say something.
No. But I have a serious question. If you fucked her right after you got her number, why bother getting her number anyway? Like, you got what you came for, so
yeah,
why is that a thing?
That's why I feel the number is more exclusive than having sex with her.
Yeah, you're right. Because that means she wants to speak with you again. I don't even know. I'm lost.
What are you talking
this
about?
This is beautiful. All right, listen, let's... this is... Actually, no, that's fascinating to me, actually, Stephen, because...
Welcome to Gunwash, where the best topic we can come up with for a debate.
But wait, yes, you are right, Jack, but can I tell you something? The whole time that the exchange is happening between Jeremy and Armando, I'm sitting here and I'm like, oh, we're so fucked. There's nothing on this fucking show. And then the doctor comes out and says, actually, this is a true debate, blah, 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 and all this, like, things. And, like, you could... Actually, yes, you would say, let's bring this back to a 90s New York. I was like, all these dumb ideas that are in the back of my head are really, really real. Anyway.
You got actual ideas. I have actual ideas.
No, I mean, they're his ideas, but I feel they're true.
Maybe okay. You could study debate like a philosopher and say it's got to be the certain form, and it's not debate if it's not that form. Or you can study it inductively and see what people do, what they care about, what they argue about, what they spend their time talking about, and study debate that way. I'm much more of an inductive scholar.
You are really into this.
I look at the way people talk about, and if it's valuable to them. Like, I'm the guy who, if people get into words on the subway, I move closer because I want to hear what they're saying.
Wow.
Because that's like the stuff I am interested in. How do arguments take shape in the wild? I'm like the... I'd like to think of myself as kind of like the Steve Irwin of arguments. I'm like, oh, there's a nasty argument. Let's go jump on it.
Oh, wow.
Show it to the camera.
Do you ever moderate?
What if they're on the phone?
Yeah. Well, I can only hear half of it.
Right.
It's only half as interesting as if both of them are there.
You're not the witness of a true debate if you can only hear one side.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. All right.
That's true. It's like a Sound Clash tape where you only hear the winner.
Yeah.
And then you know what I realized? When you hear the losing side...
They're usually better.
No, they suck. Because they lost.
Oh, yeah.
So
they got killed. All right. Speaking of Sound Class, let's go to Split for a few minutes. We do have Dr. Stephen Yano here, and we're talking about debate. It's actually quite interesting. I'm surprised at what we've been able to come up with.
Breadcrumbs.
It's a great field.
Garbage bags.
Great thing to study.
He's pushing it. He's pumping it. All right, yeah. Spliff, let's go to music. We're on gunwash.com. Call-ins, of course, are 718-497-2128. People are calling in hot. And we will be back in just one moment on Yahoo.
I hope so.
Them a go do no bo me one a house a gun because the one link come my boat and run me down. And say me want to not be a one a house a gun. Me just write a letter go get Leng ya dung and say Leng you better go cool and say go down. There is a bad boy with the fuck it a walk up and down from BC before Christ. The boy there ya dung and then time him pass two man gone on that gun. Me tell him that things a gone, things a go down. With them a go do no bo me one a house a gun. All right, Bunty and Bunty young. Ninja Manson Bunty Hunter, Manax Bunty Hunter, Bunty Hunter. Ninja Manson Bunty Hunter, yeah. Now nah, look in the thief, neither rubber, me nah. Look for the man, we call himself full-blooded murderer. You know, see, one boy, ninja man, I look for no. He said, they will walk and kill people all over. You see, we have a cool man, down here, a Jamaica, the boy, a king man from Europe and in America. We say, Canada, right through the world, yeah, acronym. Commit murder, I never go up. Prison for no man, no pay my attention, pay my block the crime, yeah. But if you kill a man, you get sentenced for you. I mean, no, all we are dead, a living murder. Murderer, he me would tell you to kill man and to go and to kill you after. So there's a bounty hunter, bounty hunter. No, me say dead ninja man a look for me. Tell him a bounty hunter, bounty hunter. No, me say dead the gaga. Watch out. You see two that you say
now, one has enough respect to one in outer square 51 who have passed through sin, and is asking any old foot to test him, right? He might look an old foot tonight. Now, this formation especially to all the girls out there who love to watch girls, okay? Because let the girl watch up. And as went inside, sing all the girls out one out in black alongside, black ranking,
I want to
Too hot nowadays to, like, you know, have like a formal debate with someone. But I remember the last time, besides, you know, having one with Spliffington, because I remember every time we had that chat about bagging someone, there would be like a people around us, and, you know, sometimes they would give us their own input. But I remember one time I had a debate with old pal of mine about this musician. He said, is this music hip-hop or not? And, you know, Jack could probably help me out here because, you know that musician I Love McConan?
I don't know him.
Jack?
This is tough.
Ooh,
I do know him, but would I call that
hip-hop
or not?
On a Tuesday.
Yeah, that guy, he has a few songs, right?
That's the guy who did
I Don't Want to Listen to R&B. R&B.
Wait. Sorry, just let me ask. He's the guy who did On a Tuesday.
That's
him. Okay.
Yeah, that's him. Yeah.
But check this out. I heard a lot. I mean, and Jeremy could say himself, he heard a lot of his music.
Okay.
No, I only know that one song.
No, he has like 5 or 6, 7 songs. All right, okay.
Yeah, the rest are horrible.
Like, for example, don't even know. You have stuff.
Jack, can you find that song, No Ma'am, real fast? That song, right? If you listen to this song, it's a hip-hop song.
Okay, Steven, right? Do you know hip-hop?
I have listened to some hip hop. I don't know if it would count as hip hop. I'm not as trendy as you guys.
Okay, well, let's see. We're gonna find out right now.
I like hip hop.
Yeah, me too. I love it.
Assuming that's what I'm listening to.
Well, we don't know. Yeah, we're gonna find
he
out.
He needs
to call me on the phone, ask if I'm still trapping.
Hip hop.
Okay.
The house still booming, and he still gift rapping. No, I won't slow down.
Hip hop.
Mama called me on the phone, asked if I'm still trapping.
Oh, this is hip hop, obviously.
I'm like, no man, heard the house still booming, you still gift rapping.
But a lot of people.
No, I won't slow down.
I mean,
okay, but like Lauryn Hill raps, right? But is that an R&B record or a hip hop record?
R&B. But it's still rapping. And what are you gonna call Bone Thugs not rap? Like,
well, here's a great debate point. Of course, we're going to say that Bone Thugs are rapping, even if their rap isn't, or they are hip hop, even if their rap isn't exactly like hip hop, because we have so much respect for Bone Thugs and Harmony in the hip hop community that we will call it that, even if it is different than your average.
They're not that great, actually. But way overrated.
Come on,
so overrated. Dude, yeah, I just drove through Cleveland, and I was like, I'm going to play some Bone Thugs, they're not that good.
And you were like, oh, this is only one song of theirs.
Exactly.
I'm going to miss everybody.
First of the month.
I'm going to miss everybody.
Throw the rest out.
I'm going to miss everybody.
Fourth of the month. That's the only song worth playing.
Okay, just listen to this. This is McConan, and this is fucking horrible.
All right, right, listen. We're going to debate whether this is good music or not.
Okay, sounds good.
Young niggas be talking shit, but Lord, my drill, they smell that. Call me on my old funders, nigga, I can't answer. Said
you smoking on them cigarettes. I hope you dance around.
That's bad.
It's terrible.
Okay, well, let's tell me why it's bad.
I think it's perfectly mediocre.
Why do you think that?
How can something be perfectly mediocre?
It's just right in the middle. It's like got all the noises that should be good, but it's just not that great.
It's going. It's not doing that boom boom bap kind of thing, right? Is it?
Yeah, it's not. It's no Ray Schrummer. I don't have no type or anything.
Okay,
hey,
that's a good song.
But this
that's
guy, a good song. I got a caller online.
Hey,
13.
Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Caller.
Good luck, caller. Hi, you there?
Text them and tell them that we are calling.
Say that again, caller.
Hi, you're Hello? On the radio.
Hey, you're on the radio.
Hi.
Hey, bud, how you doing?
Hi. I can't tell whose voice this is. Who is this?
My name's Aaron.
I thought my name was Aaron.
Where are Sam and Allie?
Oh, they're here.
We're here.
I got them duct taped.
You can hear us too. Yep. It's Sophie calling in from NADA.
Oh, hi, Sophie.
What's NADA?
The North American Debate Academy.
Wow, we got a lot of people. Yeah, this is a real thing.
This is a big debate institute happening at the University of Vermont.
Explain it to me. Explain.
Paul Gross would like me to tell you that he is sitting next to me and he is here.
Hi, Sam.
Hi, Paul.
Paul was a debate coach at Cornell.
He was.
Hey, tell us a little bit about NADA.
Say what?
Tell us about NADA. Tell us about your institution.
Okay, well, NADA is a week-long, actually, I have a fun story for you, Sam and Allie, and Aaron. NADA is the North American Debate Academy, which is a program run by the University of Vermont Lawrence Debate Union once a week during each summer at the end of August. And they teach you how to debate well and make yourself sound right.
Can I go to that association?
There is, and what the funny story is...
Oh, yeah, Armando,
have,
you can go anytime.
Sorry, what?
I'm sorry for interrupting you. I just asked like a small question in my head that I kind of said it out loud.
Oh, what was your question?
If I can be enrolled in this program because I can debate like a maniac that took a lot of Adderall.
Well, so funny that you ask me that because usually the people who are enrolled in this program, usually the people who are enrolled in this program are, I'm going to pass the phone to Kamara to tell the full story.
Is she the director?
Oh my God, we're meeting the whole family.
But you are meeting the whole family, it's true. But usually, it's just like, it's students who come and like their coaches. But there was a man from North Dakota who Googled debate because he wanted to become better at debate.
Me too.
And found our head coach, his name is Alfred Snyder, or Tuna, and messaged Tuna about becoming good at debate. And Tuna said, well, you should come to this. So there's this like normal crew of, let's say, 18 to 21-year-olds, and then there's this like 60-year-old man named Gerald. And he's very, very lovely. And during one speech, Gerald told a story that really, I think, stops people at his tracks. Kamara, would you like to tell the story? Can I pass the phone?
Can we get Gerald to tell it?
There. I think you should. Hold on, she's going to. I'm passing the phone to her.
I wonder why the guy can't speak for himself.
Yeah,
what's going
on? Hey, listen.
See. So we are sitting in this round listening to Gerald talk about Good Samaritan laws, so like whether or not you should intervene when someone needs help.
Sure.
And he begins the speech by telling the story
of the last episode of Seinfeld.
I was in a hotel in Hong Kong, and a man came in with a prostitute. The desk clerk was so distressed that they stopped to assist her. Apparently, when he confronts the guy that comes in with the prostitute, the guy bites off his ear, and then he still has the scar. He shows us the scar in the middle of the debate round. And he goes, I think he was going to kill me. He said he was going to kill me. And then he stops and goes, so I had to kill him.
Wouldn't that be...
When I say that everyone in the room, like, picked their heads up and, like, looked around, it was the most horrifying debate anecdote I have ever heard in my life. I'm going to give you guys my coat.
Kamara, wait. Kamara, can I ask you...
Hold on, that was great.
That was really good. Kamara.
Kamara.
Kamara. Kamara.
Yes.
Kamara.
Yes.
Kamara. You hear?
Yes, she is.
Wouldn't you... since debate is, you know, a gentleman's and gentle ladies' sport, wouldn't a murder suspect be automatically, like, disqualified? I mean, I don't know. Are you allowed to be?
He worked for a federal agency.
Oh.
Is that Gerald himself?
He says that over and over again. He goes, I work for a federal agency.
Yeah, but even that, doesn't that kind of disqualify you?
Yeah, he wants clear to murder.
Okay. Sam, are you there?
Yes, Paul, what's up?
Okay, so today I gave a chat about some various issues, like legal issues that come up in debate, whatever.
Yeah.
And people were asking all kinds of questions about, like, limits on damages and private versus public enforcement. So it was good. And then Gerald raises his hand. And I was like, hey, Gerald, what's going on? He goes, can you please discuss the role of the U.S. attorney? I was like, well, no. And then he was like, well, I work for a federal agency. So that is Gerald. Goodbye.
Well, I hope he answered it well, or you might get his ear bitten off.
Yeah. You people are...
Wait.
Lunatics.
And, sorry, I can't. Can you say that again?
My friend thinks you're a lunatic for some reason.
No. What I meant to say is you sound beautiful.
And by the way, Aaron.
Listen, I'm practicing. Yeah. And listen, by the way, young lady, I would never argue with you because you'd probably win the argument.
Probably. Yeah.
Are you hot?
You can ask.
Oh, Jesus, Aaron.
Come on.
Come on.
Just
one
question. I'm a little passive-aggressive when someone's, like,
the booth, they're saying, don't say that,
beats right. me into something, so I'll whatever.
I don't know, Jack. Smart girls are hot sometimes.
Yeah, I agree. Smart girls are pretty hot.
She might be, like, slamming.
But check this out. I think sometimes a chick... All right, you're right.
Yeah, she might be whatever. Slamming. She might be,
like, you know, we were actually just having a conversation about the degree to which hot and crazy intermix, and like, what is the degree at which you will stop dating someone when they're really, really hot? Like, how crazy do they have to be?
Steven.
So what's your opinion on that?
I want to know Steven's opinion. Ask the question to Steven.
Steven.
Hello. Thank you for acknowledging me. I'm a forgiving person, but hello to you all. We can still all be friends, even though you said hi to Sam and Allie, but not me. It's cool.
Yeah, I'm upset about that, too, by the way.
Oh, Yano, I didn't know you were there.
That's right.
Get out of here. Well, listen, you need to read the fucking...
F's for everyone.
He's
hurt. Well, I'm sorry. I didn't realize that you were there. Proper hello.
Hello.
Will you kindly address
Doug? What's the question you want me to answer? The hotness versus smartness?
No. Hotness versus craziness. Like, what is the degree at which you think? Like, when does it become an issue?
Gosh, that's a tough one. I've just always heard the old adage that when you're dating somebody, there's the three S's: sexy, sane, and smart, and you can only choose two.
Okay.
Wait, say that again. Sexy, smart.
Yeah, the rule for dating is any partner you want to date, there are three S categories: sexy, sane, smart. You can only pick two.
Sexy,
which two would you pick?
That's like
interesting. I haven't heard that before.
This guy's got an answer for everything.
And then if you really hit somebody great, you say, "I got the trifecta." But the trifecta is rare.
For those of you who partake in debate,
I was on the speech side, lady. I did Duo and Terp, motherfucker.
Oh, Duo and Terp is a great event.
Yeah. Steve right now just made me catch a flashback because I feel like I just blew a trifecta.
Yeah, man, me
Uh-oh.
Too.
I'm
no,
sorry,
I,
man.
Oh, no, I blew a... Oh, I blew a real trifecta.
Aaron, I would argue.
All right, Jack. Okay.
That's a good debate.
Oh, this is a great debate. This is a great debate. Actually, yeah. I got tons of the fucking debates in my head, to be totally honest with you. Mm-hmm. I can't make a fucking decision for my life. To save my life.
Well, there's two scholars who wrote a book who say, debating is so natural to the human condition that any decision you make, you split yourself up into two people and have a debate in your head. You're going to eat, what you're going to wear, where you're going to go this afternoon, all that.
Wait, I have a question for Sam. Is Sam still there?
Yeah.
We're supposed to be talking.
No, yeah, absolutely.
It's not your show anymore, Aaron.
Sam, we were just talking about this earlier, and I'd love to know your opinion on this. What is your best world story?
Oh, Jesus.
We're going to get into that territory.
What's
Worlds? Man. So Worlds is...
The World Championships.
It's you put four, like, about 1,000 college nerds from all over the world in a different country every year, and you have them debate.
It's like
there.
The World Cup, except it's every year.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's like exactly. The World Cup, except it's every year. And because it's in a different country every year, and because all these people, all of a sudden, everyone likes everyone because you're all the same kind of nerd. They just dump alcohol on the whole thing.
Do you guys just like fuck and you go to
everybody?
And
there's a thing. They have this called Good Debater Syndrome (GDS).
Okay,
and it's if you're really good at talking.
You can fuck real well.
Well, like it's not necessarily. It's
right,
just
right.
like it's
I'm
just like two points on the scale. You
right.
know, like
actually,
an 8 becomes
dig,
a 10, a 9 becomes.
I get what
a
you
no.
mean. Yeah,
I don't
you.
Know about that definition. What the way I've always understood GDS.
Wow, there's a whole thing. Oh my
yeah.
god.
Here, Sam this might disagree.
Fascinating,
but the way I've always understood Good Debater Syndrome is you're really attracted to somebody who you wouldn't be in any other venue. Except in a debate venue because of the way they debate.
You want
to
know something?
You think they're incredibly, incredibly attractive, but if you were to see them in any other venue, you wouldn't, you know, you'd be like, hey, they're nice or whatever, but I'm not going to date them.
You know,
but when you see them debate, you're like, boom.
Dude, you know what's crazy, Steven? When Shorty, like, goes off on me, I want to fuck the shit out of her. And, like, I don't really know, like, sometimes I'm not as attracted to her, but then when if she gets mad at me, and she, especially if she's right, I want to, like, really, really get on some shit.
Yeah, yeah, and so you have these guys who look like Stephen Hawking, both before and after the
right. Yeah, they look heinous, absolutely terrible.
But they are just like
ripping vaginas apart.
Bagging,
they're bagging
everything.
Right.
Whatever that
Aaron.
Means.
What?
God damn.
What? What's the problem?
Come on.
So
correct.
One of
Aaron has a boner.
Who I'm not. I guess I'm not going to name him. But it was he won. He was a guy that won from Oxford, and so he at this one in Turkey. Where they just—it was just an open bar. It was literally an
That's
open bar.
Terrible.
For thousands
they have
of
that.
People. Yeah, they ran out, and then they had to get more.
Yeah.
And like Russian mob. It's like it was at a hotel that Russian mobsters used for their
Great.
Weekend getaways. So this guy, he gets so he comes back the next year after he wins, and everyone's like, "Oh, fuck me!"
Yeah.
And so he ends up getting so drunk, and we're the last people to like see him alive
right.
that night.
Oh,
and. And he's like, he's, you know, he comes out and everyone's like, oh my God, it's the guy.
Wow, it's the guy who wins debates and people get really horny on that.
Yeah, it's like, I remember you used this example about South Africa.
Wow.
It was great.
To be clear, Sam is the one who is jerking his dick off.
I
remember that time you used an example about South Africa.
Don't say, listen, people say shit, so don't say I'm the only one that says shit.
I was at half mast already and this just, and so I see this guy and I'm like,
attracted to him.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. And so he's like he grabs my face and then he just kisses me softly and says, all of my examples are from South Africa, as if that was some brilliant thing, and then gets back on the elevator with a dude, goes down, and the next thing anybody finds him, he's passed out in between the closing doors
nice.
of the hotel.
So yeah. He kind of ends up looking like a douche, though.
But he's also in the pool of his own urine.
But that makes him look like a little bit of a douchebag.
So pretty much,
no, because then he gets up and just for being alive gets like a standing ovation when he walks in the next day.
So these guys who win debates are like looked at like on some like.
Got a caller too.
Hey caller. Hey. Hey caller. Hey caller.
Yes, my name is Zia Durrani.
Hey Ronnie.
Zia,
how's it going?
I'm chilling, man.
Hi,
I'm
Zia.
Here with Steven and Sam and
Allie.
Sorry.
I think I'm infamous in that circle. They
yeah,
know
you,
me.
Oh yeah, yeah. You get a lot of trim when you're out at those places.
Am I on the radio right now, or am I on?
Zia, in fact, once in Germany had brought so many girls home that he thought he was being all chivalrous and tried to like give one of them back her earrings the next day and gave them to the wrong girl.
Oof.
Oh, jeez.
There are beautiful women in Firenze. Well, listen, when I, you know, the ones that I did.
I pretty much think like if you can actually speak like that to like, you know, persuade
people
and swindle people in a certain way, that is,
yeah,
you know,
so. Yeah,
kind of attractive
little,
in
yeah,
a way.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Steven, are you married?
No, I'm not.
Okay. But you use your debate skills to attract women.
Well, I think attraction is like a really broad thing.
Yeah.
And sometimes you're attracted to somebody you have no idea why.
Yeah.
And you
yeah.
puzzle over it. And then sometimes it's very obvious. They speak well or they dress well or you really like their style or whatever.
Yeah.
So it's a lot more. I don't know how much control we have over getting people to be attracted to us.
We should debate on that.
I'm attracted to how people smile at me.
Only.
Yeah. Steve, what do you think, like, some life skills you can take from debate might be?
Oh, my gosh. Well, is Zia still on the phone?
Yes.
Zia's got some great information about good life skills you can get from debate, right?
I need them.
Well,
not to put you on the spot,
because I'm at an open mic here. I'm supporting another friend, and I remembered about this your program today, so I called in. And as soon as I called in, I hear about good debater syndrome and about how, like, the world is like a nerd fest, and took some umbrage with that because I never saw myself as one of the nerds. But then again, also didn't have the good debater syndrome. That wasn't the reason why girls were attracted to me, because it never was that good at debate. But and Steve did have a bone to pick with me, because he said to me once, I remember, that it's called the debate club and not Zia's dating club.
That's right, I remember that.
What so I think, but there are definitely skills. I think it does add to your vocabulary and charm. I don't know how I could say. I mean, I think that we are in an age of where people are attracted to intelligence. So debate is a forum where people can actually parade their intelligence. So I think it does give them a venue, because you really can't say smart things in a club.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard. It's easy to know stuff.
So I think
it's hard
to allow people to do that. So I think the intelligence part, you know, you can have it on display. So that helps.
What's his name again?
Intelligence.
This is Zia.
Yeah, but Zia, what do you do after college? I mean, what do you do?
What do I do what?
Like, after college, what do you do?
What do I do right now? I work as a defense contractor for the Department of Defense.
Okay, so you can do real jobs and also do forensics on the side, or debate on the side.
Oh, yeah. It helps a lot.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. There's no limits to being a smartass anywhere. I think you can be a smartass anywhere.
Yeah, you sound like a smartass to me. All right, well, listen, man, what do you got to say? You want to say something to our guests and listeners real quick?
I'm sorry. I'm having terrible... do you want me to say something to who?
Do you want to give a shout-out to our listeners and our guests?
No, I just want to say hi to Steve and Sam and everybody. I haven't seen these guys in a long time, so I'll see
you guys
tomorrow at the party, actually.
All right.
Whoa, there's a party?
Yeah, don't bring... Yeah,
don't bring me.
No, we won't be... Listen, we won't be attractive at that party. We don't debate it.
So what I'm learning here is that there's really, like, a deep community.
Big-time thing.
That's right, yeah.
Big-time, deep community.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, like, and I think for a lot of people in your college experience, you couldn't, like, sit down at a table with anybody.
Nah, I know.
And, like, in the cafeteria and get along with them. But if you go to, like, the, you know, world championships, you can sit down with anybody. And they're the same kind of person who's, like, both smart and attention-seeking. And that makes for interesting stuff.
And you got, like, close friends that last forever and stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I mean, I think one of the things... I mean, they were making fun of that guy, the Vermont people who called in. But I think you don't have to be in college or school to engage in debate training. There's so many opportunities to do it. And I think at any age... Like, I met a lot of people who like to have debate, too.
Stop yapping and listen.
All right. What up, man?
Yo, hey.
Hey, brother.
So you the one who hit my car?
Me, no.
Well, you left your phone number on my windshield.
Oh, no. Me, no. Why?
Listen, B, you scratched my fender and busted out my taillight.
Okay.
That's something that we can debate about, because let's
debate about that, because I don't know that that's true, actually, to be honest with you.
What kind of car you have?
Yeah, I don't know that that's true. What kind of car do you have?
You did.
Well, what kind of car do you have? I'll tell you if it's true or not.
Who your insurance company, B?
Well, I don't have car insurance currently.
Yo, don't lie to me.
Is this like an app?
Why'd you leave a damn note?
I didn't. Well, this is actually interesting. Where are you at? You want to come over here?
I'm losing my patience.
You see, I knew this.
Yeah, it's one of those type of things.
This sounds too pre-recorded. Jack, you can't prank a prankster.
Yeah, come on, man. We know that.
I mean, man, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, it sounds like if I ask him,
hey, what's your name? He's going to be like, hey, what's wrong with
you? Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. What's your name,
bro? Hey, this Brett Frazier.
That's really funny.
All right.
Yeah. Hey, Brett Frazier.
Yeah, yeah, come over here. I'll fill out your insurance slip or whatever the fuck you
need. With my left hand.
Hey, yeah, Brett. Man. Come on down.
Brett. Hello? Is this... Yes, I'm here. What's happening?
Hi.
Hey.
Yeah, you're about to get beat up now.
Yeah, now you're about to get the fucking shit beat out of you.
But like in a nice
way.
Dude,
this just got way too real.
I know. Nah, we're joking. We're not gonna hurt you.
Allie might hurt you.
I was gonna say something really clever earlier.
It's crazy, yeah. Time.
You know how the guy said
flying
you can't
by.
Really say anything smart in a club or anything, but you can actually do smart moves. Like you can actually not say anything verbally, but just like, you know, handle yourself in an environment like that where you
can't. It's still communication.
Yeah, yes. I think being right is sexy. Right?
I feel like I need way more alcohol to participate in this conversation.
All right, well, listen, then go drink a little bit and come back. well, listen, time has just flown by. I know
being
Jack
right
has,
is sexy? Is that what it was, Aaron?
I don't think so.
I believe
I'm always wrong.
Right in whose eyes?
Well, there you go. I don't know. Good question, Jack.
Well, it's up to the audience, isn't it?
Exactly. You're just convincing yourself, you know, to get yourself off, right?
Well, maybe. Yeah, maybe I find myself more attractive when I feel that I'm right.
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough question. You look at Donald Trump's support, for example. Is he right or is he persuasive?
I always have thought, Stephen, being that, I mean, if you look at someone like me, you wouldn't maybe think that I work in the corporate world, and I do. And it's 100% my charisma. I don't know shit about anything. Yeah. I really don't.
Yeah.
It's really my charisma and my way to just to be able to get through situations and stuff like that.
You brought up Trump, though, and I'm fucking obsessed with Donald Trump. I think it's fascinating.
It is pretty fascinating.
It's completely fascinating. I would love I would love some kind of like closing thoughts on what we should keep in mind as we head into the presidential debates, because I'm sure we'll all kind of be watching them as they happen here.
I'm not.
Well,
it's a debate show, so we should comment on it.
Yeah, there's lots of good stuff to read about that. One of the best books is a book called No Debate, and it's written about how the presidential debates are a real scam, and they're set up for the benefit of the parties. And with Donald Trump in there, it's a little bit different, but they're not very good debates.
Bless that man.
I don't think so.
The reason why is they don't have a stable topic. They just ask people 30-second questions.
Steve, how come Donald Trump wants to become president?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
We have to ask him. But what I think is more interesting than his motive is how we ascribe those motives. And he's very clever about giving us lots of ammunition. The show's called Gunwash. I can say ammunition. Yeah. Okay.
Apparently, I can't say anything, but you can say whatever you want. You're the professor. You're the doctor.
So they give him a lot of ammunition to say Donald Trump's motive for running for president is X. And then that keeps all the attention on him. So it's very clever. But as to actually knowing his motives, I don't know. But he speaks in a way to get us to ascribe motives to him. Well, he said this, so that means his motive must be this. And so he's sort of throwing it to us.
And when are you going to write a book?
Oh, gosh.
No, come on. Just put.
I probably should be working on it right now,
yeah,
but
I
came
it.
Here.
I mean, why not? Just do it.
Yeah.
It's
I like writing. I write every day, but it's just part of my job, and I get up and do it, and
yeah,
it's
but
fun.
Think about if you're waking up and doing it, and you're going and you're doing your service to the debate community and, of course, the student body. I mean, you know, do a little something for yourself. Why not?
Yeah.
Aaron,
yeah.
I was told by a birdie that Steve here was on a radio show in the past.
Oh, yeah. What radio show were you on? I heard
I've been on, well, let's see. In college, I did some college radio, but it was all about classical music and stuff. I did the Sunday morning classical music
give me
show.
Give me an example.
Roland.
You know. I don't
do
know.
You like my...
Like intro a song.
My
you know?
Old?
Yeah, for classical.
Can I say the call sign of the
absolutely,
old
school? Absolutely. All the way.
I don't want to violate any rule.
No, do it. Fine. Do it. Yeah, yeah.
So I went to school. I went to college at Texas A&M University. And so this is the way I did the show back then. 99.9 KANM, the alternative choice. This morning you've just heard Johann Sebastian Bach and his violin concerto in D. Next up. I mean, it's like classical music voice, you know.
WBGO type stuff.
Yeah, you have to do that, you know. I think there's like certain persona that you think is there when you listen to the radio.
Yeah, I think you should come do stuff. You should do
next up.
You guys need to have Steve do a drop.
Well, that's why I want to do it. Yeah,
I was waiting for the next up.
I'm just pulling it out of
well,
my
could you,
we're
well, could
drop
you do,
that record.
We're going to drop. Well, what we want to do is now, can you do that same thing except for our show?
Yeah, sure.
As a recording? Yeah, take it away whenever you're ready.
What do you want me to say? What am I introing here? A song?
No, Gunwash and HeritageRadioNetwork.org at Roberta's. Gunwash on the HeritageRadioNetwork.org, live from Roberta's.
You're listening to Gunwash from the Heritage Radio Network live at Roberta's in Brooklyn, New York. How's that, good?
It was great.
Wonderful.
Yeah, I'll tell you. That was very good.
Can't get over it.
Great.
All right, Spliff, come on, stop talking and
Spliff
come play
has been
music.
Talking in the mic.
Yeah, come on, man.
Time.
If you're going to come, just play music then. Come on, man.
He's played some good songs. I like the songs.
Yeah, that's why we have him around.
Allie,
that
can
be debatable. That can be debatable.
You think we like his haircut?
So I want to say one thing about the value of debate that often doesn't get talked about, just as before we get into the song real quick. Is
sure.
that okay?
Yeah. Of course.
One quick thing. I think the most valuable thing about debate is it shows you how incredibly difficult it is when you have really good information and really good reasons why people should listen to you, how they still won't listen to you. You can be perfectly right, have all the best information, and still lose. And that's an essential ability to make peace with if you're going to live in a democracy, is to be like, I'm absolutely right. Here's all the information. Here's what we should do. And then you lose.
It's crazy.
That's a skill that we're not teaching anymore. Look how polarized we are.
Wow.
Never. Never give up.
Yeah.
Never.
Never surrender.
Refuse to lose.
Yeah.
Do we have a John Cena drop for that?
Yeah.
Never give up?
I think maybe he can get one.
I wish we had a John Cena drop.
He would like to come on the show.
Yeah. When he comes on, we'll invite you.
That would be awesome.
Well, listen, it's been great having you, Doctor.
Thank you so much. It's been a real pleasure. I enjoyed it.
I needed to take a second.
And Allie and Sam.
And I wanted to apologize to anybody that I might have let down last night.
That's Aaron.
Who did I let down?
This is kind of hard to understand, but sometimes you can try so hard at something. Sometimes you can be so prepared and still fail.
This is beautiful. I love this.
And with every time you fail, it's painful. It causes sadness. And especially as I saw last night, it causes disappointment. I've often said a man's character is not judged after he celebrates a victory, but by what he does when his back is against the wall.
Never forget.
So no matter how great the setback, how severe the failure, you never give up. You never give up. You pick yourself up. You brush yourself off. You push forward. You move on. You adapt. You overcome. That is what I believe.
That goes on for another 3 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
He kind of just says generic, obvious.
You know what, though? That's a good little, presidential speech he's got there. Who's speech writing the WWE wrestlers?
It's a team of writers.
Right.
It's a team of writers.
He said we adapt.
You ever see the they had the leaked memo from Vince McMahon to the broadcasters?
I think that's brilliant.
No, I didn't hear about that. What happened?
It's
like, do not refer to these people as fighters. Refer to them as athletes. Never use this word.
Superstars.
Right. Sorry.
Yeah.
There's just this enormous list of rules for the broadcasters.
Yeah. Totally makes sense. I mean, this is directly connected to the is it hip hop or rap?
Right. Absolutely.
I mean, categories matter a great deal. What you let in and what you keep out preserves a lot. So
guys, this is how I've been doing all of the Heritage Radio Network PR, just based on those rules from the WWF.
The Heritage
that's
Radio
actually
Network
something
superstars.
I suggested in the office.
No,
you can't sit with us.
Thank you, Spliff.
Thanks, Spliff.
Now, well, listen, that was wonderful. Thank you, everyone, for joining
us. Yeah, man, thank you, guys.
Thank you for having me on. It was wonderful.
We'll be back soon.
I hope to. I'll come back anytime you want me.
Good.
We have another resident expert.
That's what we need, more of those.
Friend accounts.
We don't know anything.
We do need drops from Allie and Sam, though.
Yeah, because I don't know if we got them last time, right?
They weren't here.
Yeah, no, they were here. They were absolutely here.
Not. They didn't.
Oh, they weren't
drops.
On the air. You're right. All right, let's do them. No, you go first, Sam. You
got
the mic.
All right. I got it right here.
Do it.
All right. Hi, this is Sam, and you're listening to Gunwash, and you can get your gun washed here and nowhere else ever.
It's true.
Very nice. And
yeah, it was good.
Allison.
Oh, man. Thank you for listening to Gunwash, the most offensive hour and a half on the radio. We hope you've been spectacularly offended, and you can find us here on heritageradionetwork.org.
Thanks for listening to this program.
Absolutely.
I got a question for you guys.
That drop might be better than the Cena drop.
Yeah.
And this is a good
Today's
wash.
Today's program is brought to you by Cane Vineyard and Winery.
It's a voice we hear a lot.
This is a gunwash staff question really fast. Is this episode 1 or 167?
Oh, because it's a new season?
Yeah.
No, this, no, no, no. 167.
No, the numbers just go up.
No, it's 166. The
numbers just going up?
Yeah, they just go up.
It's 166.
They don't start again.
Oh, okay, good.
Like some Sisyphean, like,
I like numbers going up. I like, I'm all about that. I'm all about rising and growing.
Yeah, speaking of that, how do we feel about plugs?
Like, oh, yeah, plug.
Oh, yeah, plug whatever you want, man.
I have my website if you want to come read and learn more about debate. Sophist.nyc.
Sophist.nyc.
Just spell that for the Gunwash listeners.
S-O-P-H-I-S-T?
Yeah, that's how they, that's how that, you spell that.
Sounds about
that.
Right.
You spelled that right. Yeah.
Sophist.nyc.
That's a good
one. This is a man with a PhD, y'all.
Yeah, I mean,
the spelling was difficult, but at least I got some pop for it.
Honored by your presence.
But what else can you find on Sophist?
I also host a podcast called In the Bin.
In the Bin?
In the Bin. It's a podcast about international debating. And these lovely people sitting next to me, Allie and Sam, are also my co-hosts
on
the podcast.
Excellent. That's what I'm going to listen to.
Yeah, no, please. You can find it at sophist.nyc.
Yes, I am.
I'll listen to it. I have a lot of time in my hands.
So what do you think? I listen to radio. That's it. Yeah. Well, I'll listen to that.
We learned that there's a robust community in the debate world.
Absolutely.
And we learned that if you yell and scream and get mean to Aaron and you are indeed right in the conversation, he'll get really turned on.
Yes.
That's what we learned.
Sophie, I hope you're still listening.
And other stuff.
He'll start purring.
That's not the only thing we learned.
No, I know. We learned a lot. Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you, everyone, and we'll be back next week for 167. Gunwash, you know we're here.
We're not back next week. This was a bonus episode.
Oh, what? What's going on?
Yep, we're back on, like, the 16th of September or some shit.
No, seriously, Jack, for real?
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, he's got to take time. Look at this guy.
Station break, buddy.
Damn.
We got work to do, you guys. We got to make a new site for y'all.
Yeah, we got
to
make a new site.
We got to do a lot of stuff.
Very excited,
so just, you sit tight,
and
we'll do that.
Make sure you come to Roberta's on the 21st. We're going to have a big fucking
thing. I got a flight to Miami to catch.
Yep. All right, baby.
Full service.
Now, Spliff,
hey, can I plug my event, the jerk off on the Sunday?
Yes!
Woo! Come off. Come get off.
Yeah, good one.
Off.
Yeah, good one.
Everybody,
okay, good.
Off.
You sold that. Sold.
All right, thanks. We'll see you in a couple weeks. Play some music. Jesus
Christ. I'm so bummed.
We're doing enough already. Come on, man.
Thanks, guys. Bye. Bye.
Song, bring my posse along to the party, cause danger zone from the heart is in effect. So I say, buddy, study, think and learn, dig the move we made. Stunning those that just can't behave. Discipline, here's a hint. It's cool from the damn man, too tough. All up in you with the formula coming from me, cause no one told ya of a logo or theory of saying this ain't no joke, Jimmy. I ain't playing, I'm hardcore, straight or raw. I'm the overlord, I adore clocking, but no, as if you didn't know, fronting on the scene when it's time to go. Asking for a number from any member of the tough crew band. Remember, jacking on my tip, over tipping my shoulder. I be a soldier, a team roller, smashing those who stand in my path. Counting them down like math, planning, mapping, rapping them down for my part of town, girl. Yes, we're back, another verse of rap, another tune, a bar, a star. Yo, the back is killing, chilling, billing, willing. Show shock, clock and rock to the point of no return, or to the point of madness and burn. Starters, I call suckers, or a new jack, in case they never knew that, the crew is back. Check out the scenery, Jim. You're not the future, you're history. You try to compete and bust my groove, but when it came to battle, where the fuck were you? Hardcore, on wax and I sell it. That's how we roll, so that's how I tell it. Call it dope, call it what you want, but the fact remains, we're getting paid up front. Tax free, money in my pocket, trim from the ladies, cause I know they jockey superior. On the mic when needed, surprise call, cycle completed. Facts I gather, position is stronger, remain alert just a little bit longer. As I pound you down, with the funky sound from my part of town. Yeah. Time on a so-called rhyme, a so-called rapper with a so-called beat. All that shit is weak. Keep my
stand. Yo, tell me, man, I can't understand this dude and what we're coming to. What is wrong with you? What you trying to do? Yo, once again, the judge with the grudge, the jury with fury to stomp on your mug. Yes, of course, a rap course you take. Make no mistake, I caught you fake. BS walking, money is talking. I'll retaliate, but wait for the beat to come back in. Stop slacking off, cause I'm packing gems. Club, jams, name them all. We bring down the wall. Down with my boys, cause I gotta be down for my part of town.
Yeah, damn.